Warning, warning, there is truth up ahead. Without your support, this program could go off the air. This is Brian Enyart. I'm Bob Enyart's nephew, and I personally am a supporter of Bob Enyart Live. And I'm here today. I've actually kicked Bob out of the studio because he had a very modest goal in March of $50,000. To meet his operational expenses and help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. And unfortunately, Bob only took in about $16,000. Now, to those of you who did give financially to Bob Enyart Live and who do give financially, I want to say thank you so much for keeping this vital ministry on the air. And today I'm here because during the telethon, I did not give. And so now seeing that Bob fell so short of his goal, I was personally convicted that, you know, what was I thinking? This ministry is important to me. It's so easy to let 4 weeks, you know, fly by without giving to a ministry. So I'm here today to take personal responsibility for my own forgetfulness and also to implore you that, you know, here at Bob Enyart Live, there is no organization backing this ministry. It's just God, Bob, and you. I think that's something Bob likes to say. And it's totally true. So, you know, when you think about it, a $50,000 goal, it's really, really modest. It's not a mega church. It's not an organization seeking millions or even six figures. It's a very reachable, manageable goal. And think about it. This organization, it has expenses. You know, there's an office that's going to cost $10,000 a year. They pay fees to the radio station to remain on the air on the 50,000-watt KLTT, which is not only the most powerful Christian radio station, but it's the most powerful radio station in Colorado. And then there's, you know, say 10 or so volunteers and employees on payroll. And then you also have Bob himself, who needs to eat. You know, this man, he spends every waking minute studying, researching, counseling, admonishing, protesting. And, you know, you and I, we go to work every day. We run a business, we work a 9-to-5 job. And so we don't always have the opportunity to get out there and do these things. Although, if you're like me, you probably want to. But what we can do is we trade our time for resources, for, you know, finances, for money. And then we could take some of those, we can allocate some of those resources to supporting a ministry that we really believe in. So right now we're in a deficit. Bob Enyart Live is in a deficit of $34,000 to reach the goal. So all we need, all Bob needs is 17 people to come forward with $2,000. So that's not an astronomical amount of money. It's also not a meager amount. You know, it's an amount that is a sacrificial type of gift. And I'm going to be the first one to give that gift sacrificially. So I will be the first of the 17. And I need you to call in. If you believe in this ministry, if you recognize how vital this ministry is, if you see the fruit that's come from this ministry, you know that $2,000 is nothing. It's nothing in the grand scheme of things. This ministry is bearing fruit. It's brought thousands of people to know the Lord, myself included. And not only just to know the Lord, but it feeds them the meat of the scriptures. It produces mighty men of valor for the Lord, people who can defend the Lord, people who can live their lives for the Lord, who can teach their families about the Lord, whose children will grow up loving and honoring God because of the teachings of this ministry. So we need, now we're down to only 16 people. We need to give $2,000 to fully fund Bob Enyart Live and keep Bob doing what he does best, researching, studying, and just generally serving God and his neighbor. Now, I'm going to actually make this a little bit easier for you because, like I said, I kicked Bob out today, so I have control of his office. And if you're giving $2,000, then you probably like Bob and you probably want to be able to share him with your friends. And so his absolute most incredible resource to date is a product called Evidence Against the Big Bang that comes in either Blu-ray or DVD format. And if you will be one of the 17 with me, I'm going to personally put in the mail for you 10 copies of Evidence Against the Big Bang, either Blu-ray or DVD, so that you can, if you haven't seen it, you need to see this. It is an absolutely groundbreaking, just fabulously researched resource, and it's going to completely edify you and help give you defense against those who mock God, those who claim that the earth is millions of years old, that the universe is billions of years old. But that's just for starters. So yeah, you're going to get this great resource. You can watch it. You can share it with your friends, your family, people who might be atheists, evolutionists, just proponents of the Big Bang Theory in general. But the icing on the cake is Bob has been working on a brand new book that not many people know about, and it's actually a fiction book. He has not released it yet, and he barely even likes to talk about it, but it's an amazing work of art, this book, and it is called If 10 Plagues Hit America. So this book is just out of production. He's finished writing it. He's just trying to put on the last couple finishing touches, and he doesn't know this, but if you will be one of the 17 supporters at $2,000 to keep Bob Enyart Live on the air, I'm going to put a copy of If 10 Plagues Hit America in the mail for you. It just does not get any better than that. So you get to support a ministry that is doing the work of God, that is not about compromising under any circumstances. And you know, that's the reason that I have to be here today making this plea to you, is because of the no-nonsense, no-compromise stance that Bob Enyart Live takes. You know, think about how many listeners are alienated by the truth, by Bob saying something like, you've got to get your kids out of public school because the public schools are going to destroy their souls. And that is so true. I went to public school, and I can tell you that in public school, my soul was pretty much destroyed. I was a sex addict, a drug addict. I thought about nothing other than myself and pornography and trying to just get other people to like me, no matter what that took. And Bob Enyart will tell you, don't send your kids to public school. That's going to destroy their minds. It's going to destroy their hearts. If you send them there, having been warned by me, you're doing it probably for your own self-interests. Why? Because you'd rather have two incomes. Because you'd rather have a babysitter for the day. But no, invest the time, the money, the effort into your children so that they can grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. How many kids go to public school and come out lesbians? Homosexuals in general. What do they call it now? Non-binary, right? Whoever even heard of these things? But that is what the public schools are producing. They are turning children away from God, and Bob is not afraid to warn people about this. So how many supporters might he be turning away because of these teachings, because of these no-compromise warnings? So I just want to say right now, if you do have your kids in public school and you're not even contemplating right now the idea of helping support this ministry, let me just give you my own warning. I homeschool my kids. They are the best kids. Everywhere I go, people tell me I've never seen kids this good. And all it is investing your time and your love into them and reading the Bible and knowing what God says about raising children. And if you want to become a supporter today, if you want to learn how to raise your children properly, you can call in and you can order one of the resources that Bob Enyart Live sells here at the studio. There's a book called To Train Up a Child. And that will be a really great foundation for you, for helping you navigate the sometimes tricky waters of parenting. What's another hot topic? So just during that last topic, homeschooling versus public schooling, what of course came up, but homosexuality. So that's another thing, another area of no compromise. Even though the entire country has gone gay, Bob has remained steadfast in his admonition of organizations and Christian leaders who have conceded the fight to the homosexuals. And not only have they conceded just the fight, but in doing so, they've conceded their children's souls, their own souls, and pretty much the entire country. Think about it. The more people who become homosexual, eventually the human race will go extinct. That's the most obvious evidence that homosexuality is not genetic. And you have Bob Enyart here, who is a champion and a crusader for the Lord. He's willing to absorb threats, criticism, harassment, and also the financial burden that comes along with being a no-compromiser. So that's just two examples of ways that Bob quickly alienates an audience, whereas other organizations are doing everything they can to appeal to the masses so that they can pull in every last dime they can. Bob tells you the truth, and he invites you to give him a call if you disagree. Have a conversation. Come, let us reason together. Iron sharpens iron. So if you do disagree with anything I'm saying or anything Bob says, please give us a call. 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So getting back to the telethon, yeah, absolutely. We need 17 total people who are willing to help us make up this $34,000 deficit to keep Bob Enyart live on the air. The March telethon, you know, I'm sorry to say it, but it failed. And I'm part of the reason it failed, because I let it slip by without doing my part. So I'm here today to let you know that I started this show by saying, warning, warning, there is truth up ahead. And the truth is, Bob Enyart Live could go off the air if you don't decide to come in and support it now. So since we have a $34,000 deficit, we're looking for 17 people to come in and donate $2,000 each. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not even a 100,000-aire, but I'm going to be the first of these 17 to give sacrificially to help this vital ministry stay on the air. Now, as a reminder, if you are one of these 16 remaining people, we're going to send you 10 copies of Evidence Against the Big Bang. You could choose Blu-ray or DVD. You could keep one for yourself if you already own it. Give it to your friends. It's really, really an interesting DVD. It will be an edge of the seat compelling, like I need to watch every single minute of this thing. My guess is, even if they are an evolutionist, if they are an atheist, a Big Bang proponent, they are really going to enjoy this, and it could cause them to reconsider their entire worldview. So call in now, 1-800-8-ENYART. Be one of the last 16 we need to give $2,000. If you just genuinely do not have $2,000, please make any contribution you can. But really, I want to see this get settled today, this week. I don't want you to have to hear me again tomorrow saying, we're not done yet, we need to finish this. So let's talk about some of Bob's resources, some of the fruit of this ministry. So I've already mentioned that literally thousands have come to the Lord through this ministry. And again, this isn't a mega church. This isn't a message that appeals to a mass audience. So to say thousands, we're talking about thousands of people who've come to acknowledge the true God of Scripture, who love the Lord regardless of the ways he contradicts and disagrees with our current society's values and mores. So people say you can't call them homos, you can't call them fags. God says they're going to hell. People say, send your kid to public school. You can both work a 9-to-5 job. You can make a lot of money. You can retire in comfort. God says, love your kids. Don't throw your children to the lions. And I'm not saying that's an exact quote, but you get the idea. What did he say? Something about it being better to cast yourself into the sea than to harm any one of his little ones. And speaking of little ones, how about abortion? How about millions of children killed in the name of lust and convenience? If you believe in abortion, I implore you to go to AmericanRTL.org. That's American Right to Life. And start to educate yourself about what the Bible says about abortion. Because I'll tell you this, if you think it's okay to murder a child because of the crimes of his father, God disagrees with you too. So these are the types of values that those who became Christians through the Bob Benyart Live ministry hold dear. Now, beyond the fruit of the thousands who have come to know the Lord, including myself through this ministry, we also have amazing, compelling resources, interviews, debates, accomplishments. The first thing that comes to mind, speaking of abortion, how about the partial birth abortion ban, which was used for fundraising by National Right to Life, Focus on the Family, and others, but had not the possibility of saving even a single unborn child. Bob Benyart Live, Bob was the one there who read that law, determined that it had not the possibility of saving a single unborn child, and admonished the leaders of those organizations who were using it to line their pockets. He was so successful with this that James Dobson had no choice but to read the language of the law and realize for himself, and God bless James Dobson, I mean, we love that man, but he realized that he was promoting and fundraising for a law that did not have the power to save a single child. And of course, to his dismay, because he is a good man. But without Bob, the whole country would have gone on thinking that the money that they invested, the time they invested, trying to push that PBA ban through, actually protected children. On a lighter note, how about some of the amazing interviews he's done with world-renowned scientists like Lawrence Krauss, or the fantasy interviews he's done with the likes of Stephen Hawking? One of the most interesting talks that I've heard come out of the Bob Benyart Live studio is the one he had with Jack Horner, the paleontologist from Montana State University, who together with Mary Schweitzer discovered soft tissue in the bone of a T-Rex. And I'll never forget this conversation Bob had with Jack. And Jack Horner was also the technical advisor on the Jurassic Park movies. Just to give you a little bit more background about who this man is, a very famous evolutionist paleontologist. And Bob offered him something like $20,000 or more dollars to carbon 14 test the soft tissue that they found in that bone. Now, you might think $20,000, that sounds outrageous, but understanding the implications and what would the world stand to gain if this information came out, that Jack Horner and Mary Schweitzer's T-Rex was not millions of years old, but only thousands of years old. And Bob had a series of conversations with this man where finally the evolutionist paleontologist was finally forced to admit that the scientific test Bob was asking him to do, he said, the results aren't going to help us. On top of the amazing work Bob does with Bob Benyart Live and Real Science Radio, there's also Theology Thursday. I mean, Bob has, for what, decades now, he's been going through a verse-by-verse Bible study, which you can actually subscribe to, that takes each verse individually, and it is the most comprehensive guide to understanding the scriptures probably in existence today, to the point where when Bob finally does go to be with the Lord, people will call him the best Bible teacher of our time. That's the person that I'm asking you to support today. So again, we have a $34,000 deficit that we need to make up to reach the March telethon goal of $50,000. That means 17 people giving $2,000 each, and I'm going to be the first of the 17. I'm going to be number one. So I need you to call in and be number two, and then we'll just need 15 more. And remember, we are going to send you two amazing gifts, okay, when you decide to sacrificially give to Bob and Yart Live to help this ministry stay on the air for another year. We're going to give you 10 copies of Evidence Against the Big Bang in your choice, Blu-ray or DVD format. And then for the icing on the cake, you're going to get the completely unreleased, exclusive copy of Bob's new book, If 10 Plagues Hit America. Wow. So moving on, let me tell you another thing that I think is really interesting about this program. On Fridays, Bob does Real Science Radio with his co-host, Fred Williams. I mentioned earlier how a lot of the time Bob spends is in study and research, and he has created such an educational, well-researched show in Real Science Radio that creation scientists around the world actually tune into this program to learn. And what's really fun is dozens of them have actually come on the show to discuss some of the most interesting topics in science today. Some of Bob's own theories have even been adopted by the scientists that listen to the program. Isn't that amazing? I love how Bob can take the spin off of peer-reviewed scientific studies. You know, so not off the study itself, but you'll have a publication like Newsweek release an article discussing some major find in some recent peer-reviewed study. And Bob can sift through that editorialization and pull out the facts to distinguish them from the opinions. And then he'll just go straight to the original article itself to see what it said. And the guy can actually understand it. And then he can take that, digest it, and he can present it to you and me in such a way that we can get the most out of that article and we can understand not only what does this article say and mean, but how is it evidence for our Creator God? Wow. And the debates he's participated in, some of the most interesting debates you'll ever listen to. Bob debates a Muslim. Bob debates James White. Bob debates an atheist. Bob debates a homosexual. There's no one this man will not debate and stand up to and proclaim the truth to. And when you read and hear these debates, not only is it incredibly entertaining, but it is so edifying and educational and good for apologetics, learning more about this God that made us, that we serve, and helping you to have a defense for the faith that is in you. So I'm almost out of time. We're trying to keep Bob and Yart Live on the air for another year. So if you do decide to be one of these 17 people giving sacrificially of $2,000, I want to ask you not only to give this time, but to make this an annual contribution. And if you already receive resources monthly from Bob and Yart Live, I want you to consider strongly adding a donation on top of the amount that you give monthly. You know, I've talked about my backstory a couple of times on this show, and you know, where I came from was such a place of despair. And, you know, Bob's my uncle. I guess that's a saying, right? Bob's your uncle. Well, Bob's my uncle. And when I was a child, I practically despised this man because of the stand he took for God. I went to public school. My friends were bisexuals, homosexuals. We'd never heard of non-binary before, but apparently that's a thing now. And I remember I was just using drugs and using girls, and I was just a despicable person. And I remember going to my dad one day and starting up a conversation, which was more like a big argument where I just felt like antagonizing him and getting him angry, where I said, you know, your brother is so judgmental. And he looked at me and he said, well, so are you. You're judging him. And I paused for a moment and I had no defense. I realized he's totally right. And that one little thing caused me down a path of starting to try to really understand what Bob and Yart Live is teaching and comparing it to the Bible. And over the course of a couple of years, I became a Christian. And today I have a family because of this ministry. My wife, in a roundabout way, she came to know the Lord through this ministry too. She grew up in Holland with an atheist mother who we adore dearly. She's coming to visit soon, and we're praying for her every day. Please, you pray too, that she will come to know the Lord. But she grew up being abused by the young boys in her classes, being harassed. And when she came seeking answers, she found the teachings from this ministry and came to know the Lord, and very shortly after came to be my wife. So I'm so extremely grateful for this ministry, and I can see so clearly not only the fruit that it bears, but the truth that it declares. And I just want to encourage you, if you do love this ministry, if you know what it's about, then please call us up. If it's hard, I don't care. Just do it. Pick up the phone, give the $2,000, get the gifts, not only that you're going to receive in the mail, the 10 DVDs or Blu-rays and this new great book, but also the gift of knowing that you're encouraging Bob Inyart, the man who gets up every day before 6 a.m., before the sun rises, begins studying, begins doing his research. Why? It's all for the glory of God and for you. He does this every day for you so that there is someone out there in radio land who's actually offering truth, who's actually offering some semblance of sanity and reason in the message that he's trying to preach. So for some of you, $2,000 is a drop in the bucket. I thank you in advance for calling in. For those of you where it's more of a really sacrificial gift, I'm just so grateful to you as well. And again, if you don't have $2,000, anything you can give, please send it in today. You can call 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So sorry you had to be with me today. Thanks for spending 28 minutes of your time with Bob Inyart Live today. Again, this is Brian Inyart. I booted Bob out of the office, out of the studio for today because of the great deficit from the March telethon. He had asked for $50,000 to be able to keep the ministry going, to pay studio expenses, keep food in his family's bellies, keep a roof over their head. For me, I just plumb forgot. March passed, 4 weeks goes by pretty quickly, and I didn't get to make my contribution. So I'm going to give my $2,000 today. We need only 16 more people. Please call in, make that contribution of $2,000. Help us get this March telethon locked, and we'll get to enjoy Bob Inyart Live for another year. Again, if you do call in today, 1-800-836-9278. You're going to get those 10 copies of Evidence Against the Big Bang on Blu-ray or DVD, and the unreleased book, Bob's newest addition to his library of resources, If 10 Plagues Hit America. So this is Brian Inyart reminding you, as Bob always says, to do right and risk the consequences.